The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, our final hour of the day and the week. We begin with our impact segment, always 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. Later in the hour, you will be in for a very special blessing in the last segment of this hour. I'll tell you a little more about that in a moment, but I want to begin with Scripture. It's been a couple of weeks since I had John Tesh on the program. Many of you know John and know him from afar with his music. Maybe some of you know his love for the Lord, he and his wife Connie, and some of the tremendous things they're doing right now along the truth of healing and God's Word. A few weeks ago, before I had him in studio, I just somehow on my timeline, a video popped up of him in his car talking about how he and Connie go to hospitals and pray over people that are in, well, very unfortunate situations. And I don't remember if it was in the video and or when he was in studio with me a few weeks ago, but he talked about Psalm 91 and how on the break, I prayed before we started. I'm like, Lord, just give me a piece of scripture I can share. And I just saw John and I thought of Psalm 91. Christian, we need to understand God is really in the work here of this day. And he is the way maker, as we'll find out more later in this hour. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. Is God your refuge and your fortress? Do you know that? Years ago, I was going through a tough time, and a good friend who was a pastor said, Frank, just read Psalms and Proverbs. And pray, it will help you. If you're having a hard time right now, open God's Word, read Psalms and Proverbs, and pray. Ask Him to meet you right where you are. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I know He will. And obviously, if we can help you in any way, if you want to call in, share your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts, whatever's going on right now, I'm more than willing to take your call, 888-528-2557, 888-528-2557. And I know many of you may find yourself listening at home. I hope it's on maybe our Amazon or Google Home speakers that you've asked to listen through this radio station. Maybe on your smartphone app. If you've not downloaded our KKLA app, I hope you do that now. I have listeners from all across the country. Send me emails. Hey, Frank, I'm listening right now on the KKLA app. It's pretty cool. A few years ago, I took a vacation and Bishop Ulmer was filling in. And I was on a road in the middle of nowhere in Oregon, listening on the KKLA app like it was right here in my car. So we are here to keep you company, comfort you. If there's anything we can do for you, reach out. And obviously, I'm on every afternoon, 3 to 5. Call the program, 888-528-2557. And we do have some open lines. If you call, We think Zach is going to pick up the phone. That's who is going to screen you. Wilbert is on master controls, and Chandler is in the back studio running the board there as well. So we're here for you if we can help you in any way. 888-528-2557. Later in the hour, a man that many of us have listened to for years with grace to you, Pastor John MacArthur, we hear him evening 7:30 on KKLA, shared a prayer recently that I want to share with you. And one of the other ways that I think I would really love to in a sense, close the program is with a voice of somebody that I came to really love. And he's somewhat synonymous with Harvest and Pastor Greg Laurie. I'm talking about Phil Wickham. Phil is, I assume, in his house with his bride and his children, and he's been going on social media, sharing from home. And we're going to share a song with you later in the hour that you know, maybe many of you know Waymaker, but maybe you've not heard Phil Wickham's rendition. So later in the hour, a prayer from John MacArthur and Phil Wickham, and I'll close in prayer as we end this moment right here, right now. But we've got a lot of time between now and then. We've got a couple of lines open, 888-528-2557. You're more than welcome to call. We can do a little open phone Friday if you just want to share, if you've got questions. Know that your calls are welcomed. An international poll of thousands of doctors have rated the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine the best treatment for the coronavirus. More than 6,000 physicians in 30 countries around the world, 37% rated hydroxychloroquine the most effective therapy for the situation we find ourselves in. Survey was conducted by the global healthcare polling company Sermo. Also found here in the United States, 23% of medical professionals have prescribed the drug, far less than other countries. And I suspect part of the reason why that number is low is because the FDA just approved it last Sunday. And I know there's been some clinical trials in New York. We'll probably hear more in the next couple of weeks of, let's hope and pray, success rate. We talked about a Dr. Zelenko who has treated 699 patients in New York, and each and every one of them recovered. Survey found outside the United States, hydroxychloroquine was equally used for diagnosed patients with even mild to severe symptoms. Here in the United States, mostly it's been given to high-risk diagnosed patients. Spain, 72% of physicians said they prescribed it with success. And yet the reality, the World Health Organization, because this is so new, they say we have no evidence, no data right now that can prevent or cure this as of now. And yet CEO of Serma, Peter Kirk, said the polling reflected a treasure trove of global insights for policymakers, and physicians should have more of a voice in how we deal with this pandemic and be able to quickly share information with one another in the world. He said this polling is very, very optimistic. 30 countries, by the way, where the doctors were surveyed, Europe, South America, Australia, to name a few, they all said no incentives were provided. They just shared their experience of using hydroxychloroquine with a lot of success. Gabriel in Riverside, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Hello, Gabriel.
Hello, hi. Hello.
You're on the air. Would you like to share?
Hi, I like to talk about how sin could taint the mind sometimes.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
And why would you pick this to call in and share? I'm just interested.
Because something I've experienced before.
Yeah. Well, can I share something with you before you also share? You're not the only one, my young brother. We all battle this. So tell me what's on your heart. Why did you call?
Well, I've been hearing you talk about how we could, this is like an open phone, how we could talk about, you know, whatever topic it is.
Yeah.
And this one's just been on my mind.
Did you want to share any more? Did you want me to respond and share my thoughts? Tell me more of why you called.
Because, you know, recently I've been trying to get through Bible neglect.
And how are you doing in that area?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
What I've been trying to get through in my head is quality over quantity, because I tend to read the Bible like for hours and I don't remember much.
You know, you've heard about trying to maybe even read the Bible in a year. You've heard maybe some promotion of that. I will tell you this. I think for me, I love what you say, quality over quantity, because sometimes, I'll read 10 verses and it's like my eyes scanned the page, but I didn't really digest much of anything. So I support you in that. How are you doing not being in school? Has it been a hard adjustment for you?
Nope, I'm happy as a clam.
So you don't have any homeschooling, any schoolwork from to be?
I got it on Google Classroom.
Right.
They just send in assignments.
Right. What grade were you in? What grade are you in?
Sophomore.
You're a sophomore. Well, I hope you know you're welcome to call anytime, and I do hope you listen to the program more. And sin is something we all battle, for sure. You know scripture that talks about taking every thought captive. And I believe the greatest, and it's not like I know this to be true and nobody else does. I know one of the greatest areas of battle is in the mind. My goodness. Thank you, Gabriel. Appreciate your call very much. 888-528-2557 are the phone numbers to call into the program if you want to share. What do you think of Dr. Anthony Fauci? He's been really at the press briefings. He's been kind of at the forefront of what's going on with the coronavirus. And I've really grown to respect him a lot, especially as him being a health expert. Recently, he's been talking about when we hear these models, these projections of numbers and sadly fatalities. He says that we can't really rely on them. You know, I've said that all along. We don't know. Last night I got home and I thought I would do the right thing, and I started accessing a lot of mainstream information, and I'll tell you, I didn't sleep well. It really was upsetting, and I woke up this morning and had my quiet time with the Lord, and I started thinking, well, you know, I'm not here to say there's a conspiracy. I'm not here to say they're vindictive, but a lot of what the mainstream does is they promote fear. It gets our attention. You know, there was a time, an expression you've probably heard, if it bleeds, it leads. That type of philosophy is alive and well in the media. And when it comes to projections and the sensationalistic spin, I praise God like people like Dr. Anthony Fauci. We're going to read a story in a moment where he basically said, look, calm down. Let's not necessarily buy into a lot of these statistics right now. Willie in Long Beach. Willie, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello.
Hi, Willie.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Okay. I thought maybe I would hear your voice. I listen to you. I want you to know that I really enjoy your programming. I'm calling today because my son is in the hospital, and he does not have anybody but myself because he's not married, and I have not been able to talk to him. Are they permitted to just drop calls and not tell you what's going on? I'm his mother, and he's an adult. Is it something that they normally do? Because the phone call always get dropped before I can get to the nurse that's taking care of him, or to just talk to him myself.
Well, let me share. Obviously, I think each hospital may be different in and of itself. I don't know the circumstances. I don't know what the hospital is dealing with. I can tell you this recently. I had a family member who was in the hospital, and I had the same situation where I couldn't get through. Maybe the hospital's overwhelmed right now. But we will pray. What's your son's name?
His name is Hardy Hall.
And how old is he, and why is he in the hospital?
He had heart failure and a lot of physical problems, you know, like failing kidneys, failing liver.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was swelling a lot.
How old is Hardy?
Harvey is 6. He was born in 59. I forget that. I think he's about 62.
I can tell exactly how old he is because I was born in 55. He is about 61. Lord, we just bring Harvey to your attention. Not that you needed that. You obviously see everything, know everything. And mostly I just want to pray for Willie's heart. She's struggling, can't get a hold of him. Lord, I pray if it is your will that you would open that line up, at least know that Harvey is in good hands and that Willie's fears can be put to rest, that we can trust in you and rest in you, that whatever is going on, it is your will, and that we pray for healing and blessing in the ultimate outcome. I pray this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Willie. Before we break, I want to share this story with you a little bit that I made mention of with Anthony Fauci. There was a report recently. We saw some of the models from the CDC. I don't even want to share the numbers. The numbers are just astronomical and very overwhelming and can really trigger a lot of fear. Right? Numbers that, whether it was the CDC or the Imperial College, you may have known, they came out with their models. But the truth is, and Dr. Anthony Fauci's at the forefront, he's saying, look, believing in models is not necessarily a wise idea. Fauci said that he believes relying on models is dicey due to the fact that there are a plethora of variables that affect outcomes. During a recent task force meeting, he called into question modeling projections in general. Quote, I've looked at all the models. I've spent a lot of time on models. They don't tell you anything. You can't really rely on models, Fauci said. Truth is, we still don't have any solid numbers as to how this coronavirus is going to be in our country and the world. We do have some clues, though. Seems that countries with better healthcare systems and higher preparedness have done better. South Korea, their mortality rate currently is at, I think, 0.6%. And we here in the United States, we have a superior healthcare system. And it seems to me we did take measures early on. And depending on your political affiliation, there are some that take issue with that because, again, they're opportunists. And I just pray that we will stand shoulder to shoulder and realize the enemy right now is not each other. It is this virus. And spiritually, we know who the enemy has always been. But I praise Fauci for standing forward and basically saying, no, look, be careful. We don't necessarily need to rely on models we don't know. There's also a very interesting interview. It's 18 pages long. A man named Michael Fomento. I've read some of his projections in the past. You can get it online basically anywhere. You can Google statist responses to COVID-19, an interview with Michael Fomento. It just came out today. It's 18 pages, and he basically says, for the most part, I think we're going to be surprised that this may end more sooner than later. And he is a well-learned individual. 888-528-2557. Later in the hour, a prayer from John MacArthur and a wonderful blessing from Phil Wickham. We thank you More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We are live in studio. It is Friday. And we just hope and pray you are hanging in there. If you are listening to the sound of my voice, I would love to have you check in. Maybe you just want to send an email. Let us know how you're doing and if we can help you in any way. And I mean that. Email address is always franksontag@kkla.com. And I do hope you continue to listen. Later in the hour, you will be blessed. We're going to hear from Pastor John MacArthur in a prayer and a wonderful worship by Phil Wickham. I mentioned Anthony Fauci, and you may have heard recently the Trump administration is suggesting we wear masks outside now. It's a suggestion. And again, we hear certain things, whether it's from a press conference or the mainstream media promotes a thought process. And I'm like, okay, well, that's reasonable, or that's insightful, or not to sound flippant here, that's ridiculous. I mean, just different things I hear. Ridiculous would, to me, apply to some of the numbers that I've heard thrown out there. There is an MIT associate professor who evidently has caught some attention for saying she was greatly concerned about how this virus can travel in droplets as far as 27 feet. And Dr. Fauci basically took to the microphone and said, well, here's his quote. I'm sorry, but I was disturbed by that report because that is misleading. Fauci said, even on a very, very robust, vigorous achoo sneeze, hard to even come close to traveling that distance. He's just basically saying it's nonsense, okay? We hear about the 6-foot separation. He believes that's adequate, and that's practical, and other things aren't practical. There's also a story on redstate.com from Elizabeth Vaughn. And without going into great details, it's also a story about how another person is questioning models. Sean Davis is co-founder of The Federalist. Evidently, he's taken a long, hard look and takes a real issue with the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation as it applies to the coronavirus model. He even went on as far as to use the term, it's garbage. Now, that's his word, not mine. Davis found that the actual numbers of hospitalizations Wednesday on April the 1st were a fraction of the numbers projected by the IHME model. He said the problem with the model, as he looked into it, they stereotypically just extrapolated information from New York and New Jersey and put it on other states. He said the model projected overall in our country Wednesday, 121,000 people would be hospitalized. The actual number Wednesday was 31,142, dramatically less. And he cited certain states. Texas, the projection was 1,716. Actual number, 196. And I go down the line. Davis writes that if we're going to shut down the entire nation's economy to flatten the curve based on the projections of a single model, it shouldn't be too much to ask that the model approximate reality when it comes to hospitalization. So he's a bit up in arms about it. And I will say this. We don't know. I'm not saying he's right, the other models are wrong. I'm surely not saying vice versa. All I'm saying is we don't know. And to be prayerful in this moment right now. And fear is a crippler. One other uplifting story, if you will. The current administration says that because scores of Americans do not have insurance, that they're going to send checks to hospitals to pay for uninsured coronavirus patients. Vice President Mike Pence said the administration is considering strongly directing some of the $100 billion allocated to hospitals as part of the economic recovery package to pay hospitals for any coronavirus treatment for people without insurance. Already a handful of health insurers such as Cigna, Humana, Blue Cross, Blue Shield have also instituted policies to hold patients free from any financial responsibility for their treatment. In truth, it's estimated somewhere in the vicinity of 30 million Americans do not have insurance, which obviously means they're not guaranteed coverage for treatment. But the Trump administration is doing what they can. One last thought before we break, and then I'll set up our final segment, which I know will bless many of you. As we go into the perception of the weekend, please be mindful to protect your mind and your heart, and just be very discretionate and discerning about what type of mainstream information you take in. Last night, literally, I had planned on spending 5 minutes, and I got sucked in for a half an hour. It just kind of overtakes you. And I found myself kind of reeling, thinking, oh my goodness, can this really be? And again, the truth is, we don't know. God knows. And I pray that whatever is happening right now, that we will experience Him maybe in ways we've never experienced before. Right? I think in past, most of my prayers have been very self-centered and selfish, mostly sending and asking prayers, you know, Lord, please do this, and would you do that, and bless this person, and not that there's anything wrong with that type of prayer. N.T. Wright recently wrote that the truth about our Christian faith is more about asking questions that we have no answers to, and that it's important to lament in that rich space between pondering things and not having answers, right? Submitting those to God, putting it at the foot of the cross, whatever analogy or whatever way in which we see that being appropriate. But my goodness, do not squander this time. This will pass. Do not look back and go, you know, I just binge watched whatever. Don't do that. Use this time wisely and appropriately. And if you are in trouble, if you are struggling, obviously stress. Many of us are wound up because of all the immediate change of our lifestyle. Reach out to somebody. Reach out for help. And by all means, if you're in a fairly good place or in a thriving place, reach out to other people. Check on them as well. When we continue, a prayer and a song to our great God. You will be blessed. And for the few of you that may be driving, you may want to keep both hands on the wheel. I think this is going to elicit quite a response. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Our final segment for the day and the week, and I really want to send this out to all of you that are listening to this radio station. And I believe this is going to bless you in ways that maybe you've been praying for. Now, two things. Weeknights at 7:30, we have been grateful to partner with John MacArthur and Grace to You for decades. I ask you, if you've not heard his radio ministry, every weeknight at 7:30, John MacArthur preaches the word like no one else. Also, Phil Wickham, in the way in which he honors God and the gifts that he has, sings like very few people I've ever heard. So I thought I would share with you in our final segment a prayer from John MacArthur, a prayer, if you will, from Phil Wickham, and then I will close in prayer as well.
Father, we rejoice today. We have no fear. We have nothing to fear because You are in control of everything. As You pour out grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy on Your people, it redounds to Your glory through the increased worship of those who are recipients of that blessing. Lord, show Your glory, make it clear to the whole watching world that You reign and that You are a God of salvation who offers that through faith in Jesus Christ. We do know that You're in control for our blessing and the glory of Your great name. And that is for us enough, and we thank You in the Savior's name. Amen.
It's who you are. It's We believe it, so you are. In the past, that's been who you are. God, you never change. So we know now it will be who you are, 'cause you stay the same. Yeah, you're bigger, you're stronger, you're higher than all us. Help us to believe it, God. That even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working.
Father God, we come to you with a plea that we do believe in you, Lord, that we trust in you, whatever you're doing right now, that we submit to you completely. Please forgive us. Forgive me. Forgive so many of us for our sins and our sins of arrogance and pride and self-assuredness and self-centeredness. And Lord, I just pray that you speak to us, that you do something so undeniable that it's you. We tend to give ourselves so much credit as if we're our own gods. And Lord, I pray that you do break that, break those lies of the evil one, that you are the only God. You're the great I am. You're the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Father, I just pray right now for who's ever listening right now, that our hearts will align in you and your will be done on earth here as it is in heaven. And Jesus, you said one time, Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You said you are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. Lord, you once said you did not choose me, but I choose you and appoint you, that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you so that you will love one another. Lord, please, may we love one another. I pray protection over those in charge of this country, President Trump, those in the White House, those in the Senate, those in the House, those in lower forms of government. Please protect them and lead them and guide them. I pray for all the healthcare workers, all of the first responders, all of the people that are risking their lives right now, as you once shared 2,000 years ago, when you said, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay his life down for his friends. Father, I just pray an enormous, by the power of the Holy Spirit, enormous move of you that we may experience you, maybe like never before in this country, in the world. We trust in you, Lord. You are the wayfarer and are the waymaker. Help us believe, Lord. Please help us believe. Speak to us in ways you've never spoken before. Move us in ways that we've never been moved before. And Lord, please forgive our sin. Thank you for the cross and the blood you shed. May it cleanse us and heal us. And for the many people that are suffering right now, we trust that you are with them. For those listening right now that may not even be able to talk to their loved ones, I pray that you will calm their hearts and comfort them and give them only the peace that you can give, which is beyond understanding. And Lord, above all, we glorify you, we praise you, we thank you, we love you. Thank you for loving us. I send this petition to you, your will be done. And I do pray this in the name above all names. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let us know if we can help you in any way, listeners. Reach out to us. Send me an email, franksontag@kkla.com. Any way that we can help you, we are here for you because we are in this together. This is the Frank Sontag Show.